Hey, I'm technically on spring break now because I'm done for the day.
I wish I was.
Sweet.
All right. What's BJ
doing up? None of them.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
You? Me? Me? You?
Know. You? Me?
I don't know.
This is a quality beginning.
We should probably start with the, you know, your welcome back.
No, usually, see, I'm about to say, because usually we're doing this on the day of the show.
I know,
it's not the
totally,
regular day of the show.
It's a mess.
It's totally throwing me off.
Total mess. It's okay. A mess. But you know why?
Richard. Because of Richard?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our understanding.
That's right. Way but it go. Does kind
you
of
know
reflect
what?
The show.
We're not even giving him a mic today. It bad kind of, Richard. No mic for you.
It reflects the show to come.
It does, yes.
One would say.
Yeah.
So, hey, by the way, welcome back to Even More Mashed Up, where two college professors talk about all things pop culture in ways that will fascinate and horrify you. I'm Alan.
And I am Patrick, and we are on spring break.
Woohoo!
But that does not mean we are going to leave you even more mashed up less.
We would not do that to our listeners.
No, we would not. So what we have done, we've done podcasts based on the radio show that we do Mondays 2 to 3 p.m. on CougarRadio.net.
We have done that, indeed.
Sort of built around a regular theme.
A theme.
But we thought what might be nice for our listeners is to give them a taste of what an actual radio show is like.
By which you mean themeless and almost seemingly without point.
Exactly.
Excellent.
So we've taken our most recent radio show and put it together in a podcast.
Just
for
mashing
your
up,
listening enjoyment this
mashing
week.
Up all kinds of pop culture stuff like the whitest film ever made. Star Wars.
No, I think that was La La Land.
Yeah, we're going to have to argue about that one another show.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It's good that you teased something we don't actually talk about on this show. That was good work.
Well, La La Land comes up.
But not as
But I forgot. I should have mentioned Star Wars on the radio. Now I've worked it in the back door.
Yeah. Yeah. This is possibly the worst opening to a show ever.
I think that's probably true.
Yes. So with that.
Hey, enjoy.
Oh, hey, the show's on.
Hey, welcome to the mashup.
Oh, smooth.
I hope that was on minus.
Yeah.
I hope the new camera caught that.
Pretty sure he doesn't have sound. Pretty sure it's just picture.
No, but you could see Rich and Kendra scrambling.
Oh, yeah, trying to plug things in. Yeah.
Also, no, it does have sound.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
it does?
You captured that?
Yes.
Well, so this is the segment we're going to show then.
Yeah.
Because
that was quality stuff.
We didn't capture you talking in that, like, on radio.
No, but
on
minus.
On the 360
right, for those who are listening, there is a 360 degree camera in here.
We've named him Minus.
Somehow baffling to Patrick, but...
Wait, we lost the one?
Yeah.
He's just Minus, yeah. He's just Minus. It's like Linus, but Minus.
He's just That's negative.
Enough. His name is Minus.
It's a negative kind of day.
It is.
Much
it's,
like
it's,
me,
it's,
he simply takes
off.
Away from things.
It's really? The week. It's the week before spring break.
Yeah, it's spring break. Get away with
that. I think we're all kind of already ready for spring break.
It is the worst.
And I think on my Facebook today, it was like one of my memories was when I built like the Lego Helicarrier from spring break 2 years ago, which means 2 years ago this was spring break week.
Did you build it in
yes,
a day?
Yes, it was. I actually my post came up too.
Yeah. So
I never post on Facebook, so I never get anniversaries, and then it makes me sad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Some of the anniversaries Facebook decides to remind me of make me sad, too. So.
Really?
Yeah. They're sometimes like, yeah, thanks for that reminder. Needed that today.
Right.
Yeah.
I need to rebuild that handle carrier.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, that was how I feel like in the spirit of Facebook from 2 years ago, I probably have to rebuild the helicarrier over this spring break.
Yeah. It sounds like a
I mean, it almost seems like fate is telling me.
That's like most of the cool
if
kids.
If you build it, they will come.
You know
it's
who
like
will
a
come
field
if
of
you
dreams.
Build it? Yayu.
I think Yayu's coming either way.
He's coming either way. It's true.
I'm worried that Yayu might not be conducive to Lego building.
He's so lazy at this point in his life, I don't think he'd bother your Legos.
Yeah, do you need to explain who Yayu is
to
viewers?
Oh, Yayu's my dog.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And because Vicky's heading out to Prague today.
Yes.
I am stuck at home with the kids, so I'm going
to
take them to Tennessee.
You get to be at home with the kids.
That's what I said. I'm pretty confident. And then, you're going to look after the dog when we drive to Tennessee.
That's right.
Driving to Tennessee, that's awesome.
Yeehaw.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, so I'm on dog duty.
Dog duty.
So a little practice. I went over today to the therapy dogs over in Banks. And
did they have them over there?
Yeah, they had them over there from 11 to 12:30.
Nobody told me that.
So I went over. It was on the targeted announcements on the portal page, so I went over and saw the dogs.
So
it was funny.
The targeted announcements.
When it says there's therapy dogs, yes. It was the very first thing on the targeted announcements, so that's why I saw it.
Before you knew it.
Well, the line was therapy dogs in Banks,
so you read it
was kind of self-explanatory. I think I read it and knew it at the same time. I feel like those things were simultaneous.
He has
you know what they were? They
rejection.
Were nimultaneous.
It's the nigh. That
there's a word.
Up there, my friend.
Nimultaneous.
There's a word.
I just made it a word.
Nimultaneous.
By the way, Richard's here.
Hey, Richard.
Hi.
Good weekend?
It's yeah.
Excellent. Wow. There's something to build on there.
Wow.
The infamous banter section.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is we've got the usual show coming today, right?
Yes.
What I seen on TV, pop culture roundup.
Little Fair or Foul, little Trailer Park.
I missed the yeehaw.
Well, I do that when we get to the actual segment.
Oh, I thought you did it every time.
It's anticipation.
No.
And I guess we'll probably talk about the Oscars a little bit, right?
Yeah, probably. We probably should since they
like
were last night.
It's going to come up.
Although
I've seen better television that I want to talk about on what I seen on TV.
I'm not sure you've seen better television.
Oh,
you've
I have.
Seen television you want to talk about.
It's better.
I don't think it is.
We will decide when we get there.
The Oscars were a quality, very well-run operation last night.
It was smooth.
Nary a glitch.
Nope.
Smooth as every other year.
I don't think so. You could argue this year was a little worse.
Yeah, this year might have hit a little bit of a speed bump. They almost had it, and then they kind of biffed the dismount.
Try to imagine that you're that guy, though.
Which guy? There's so many guys
to
be.
The one who said it, the one who handed it off.
You're the guy that has just been told,
mm-hmm.
because of your brilliant comic book scholarship,
yes,
you have a lifetime, all expenses paid,
mm-hmm.
trip to Comic-Con in San Diego every year.
Mm-hmm.
And you go up on stage,
mm-hmm.
and they hand you the trophy that says you get to go for free,
yeah.
for the rest of your life. And then just as you start to speak, somebody comes up and rips it out of your hand,
yeah.
and they hand it to Richard.
See, here's the thing that I found interesting.
Now, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
Well, there's a couple levels of disappointment there. Number one is they're taking it away from me. Number two
right.
is, of all people, Richard.
Of all people. They could have given it to Nixon and he would have been happier.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
But here, so I read
so
it.
So that would be pretty.
There is, except that I read one of the articles,
yeah.
I read one of the articles.
Did
an article that
articles?
I yeah, an article that I read this morning. There was something about how if it was the producer or the director from La La Land who got up there,
yeah.
gave his speech, his acceptance speech,
yeah,
but that apparently he knew he wasn't winning it.
What?
Yeah, I saw a couple of people that said that were talking about how they were kind of like, he's kind of a jerk because he knew he didn't win and he still gave the speech and ate up all of Moonlight's time.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know. I think a lot of these things are known beforehand.
Yeah, they tell them.
I think they tell them beforehand.
Well, no, they all look surprised. I read.
Yeah,
you.
The actors.
So that's what I mean, again.
Maybe he thought it was a goof and that he
they
actually
work in
won
the
and
movies.
They told him the wrong
yeah.
thing.
Could, it could be, but again, that was just.
I gotta tell you, then, if you're the Moonlight people.
You gotta feel kind of cheesed off.
Yeah, but then they're up there all giggly and smiley, and the other people literally just had the best movie Oscar ripped out of their hands. I thought, nobody came off well in that situation.
No.
Nobody did.
Nope, no.
They thought they had it, but it's really mine.
Yeah. Well, except maybe like the...
better
that's
now.
Not a good look.
Maybe
right?
the people that were meant to usher them off, no, because they didn't look good, because they probably don't know who to usher off stage.
Right,
so like, yeah, to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, and that usher job was tough. The one guy was talking about his dead wife, and they came up behind him and were trying to move him along, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
On.
That,
like, he's
yeah, that guy, yeah. That
he's
was
like memorializing
that
his
was like for
wife.
Best foreign film or sound mixing or something.
It was sound mixing or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the three Italian guys.
Right, yeah.
They won.
Oh, wasn't that Suicide Squad?
It was the makeup
guys. Yeah, it was the three guys for Suicide Squad.
So the third guy gets up, and the other two have eaten up all his time.
Except that, well, number one, it was only the one guy that talked, I thought.
All three of them talked.
Oh, did they? Okay.
The first guy went a long time.
I maybe missed the second guy.
Second guy talked.
Oh, did he? Okay,
then
I missed
the second
guy.
The third guy gets started, and he's like, my wife just died, and I wish I could have shared this with... And the usher's literally grabbing him by the arm and like...
I saw that.
Like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You need to train your ushers better. Like,
what are you kidding?
Matt McConaughey runs long...
Well, that's the other thing, too.
He's not saying anything we need to hear.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is
the
like
about the, dead wife,
the number of people that got up there and like, okay, I have 35 seconds. And then Viola Davis got up there and they just let her run.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so clearly not everyone's limited to that because nobody's telling Viola Davis.
Definitely favoritism.
Yeah, I was like, Viola Davis isn't being
Hollywood.
Told. So.
I think Hollywood is totally egalitarian. Meritocracy.
Really?
I don't know what those words mean.
That's what La La Land taught me. If you work hard enough, break will come your way.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what La La Land taught you.
Yep.
That's the lesson of the
and
movie.
Jazz should be shaved.
Shaved? I like a nicely closely shaved jazz.
Me too. You don't want a hairy jazz.
You don't want a scruffy jazz.
Beardy jazz.
None of that scruffy jazz.
You don't need
jazz.
A 5 o'clock
actually, you
shadow
know what?
Jazz.
Beardy jazz would be a good name for a band.
Scruffy jazz?
I like Beardy better.
Yeah, Beardy is better.
Actually, just Beardy would be a great name for a band.
That's what we should have named the camera.
Any band.
Oh, we should have put a little beard on him.
Let's rename him. He's now Beardy.
No, he's Minus.
Yes. Let's put a beard on the 360 camera so a section of the view is blocked all the time.
That's what's funny about it.
No, it can't go anywhere.
It's 360 degrees.
That's true. It'll spin. Yeah, the beard will be
Richard,
sort of.
Just spin
underneath.
Past
it'll
the
spin
beard
past
every
the
once
beard.
In a while.
Yeah, that's how science works.
I like Evan keeps pointing. No, you can put it there. Like, no, 360 degrees means all of it.
Yeah. Well, you can put it on like one of the legs. It's like a leg beard.
Leg beard.
Hashtag leg beard. Worst pirate ever. He did not do well. Leg beard.
Leg beard. Scourge of the seven seas.
Leg beard the lethargic. I just want to think of an L word.
When King Sax gets into a groove, you got to let him be in that groove.
You let me know when that happens.
I saw your head little bobbing.
It was sarcastic bobbing.
No, it was not.
It was totally sarcastic. It was totally sarcastic. My bobby was sarcastic.
All right. Wow. Clearly somebody's ready for spring break.
I am so ready for spring break.
Lego building.
Oh, my God. Or just being fat and lazy on the couch.
Yep. Yep, fat and lazy. So, we're going to talk about what we've seen on TV this week.
Yes, starting with last night's Oscar ceremonies.
Right. Oh, by the way, we're not going to talk about our usual superhero fare. Not because Kendra doesn't want us to, but because on the podcast,
yes,
which we will record tomorrow, a superhero will die.
Superhero show will die.
Superhero show. Well, it will die insofar
as... Oh,
that's,
I'm looking forward to that so much.
I won't watch it anymore. It'll still be on the air.
Yes. No, we'll get it canceled.
Yes.
We'll work to get it canceled.
A super, we should totally...
Oh, I'm pretty. We are tastemakers.
That's true. Whatever
so,
we kill, it's
I'm pretty sure
doomed.
Whatever... What, yeah, whatever one we kill, the writing's on the wall. So but that is for the podcast.
Unfortunately for Kendra, that means no superhero talk today.
Okay.
Darn.
Well, at least a couple of the shows I have to talk about are the superhero shows that you're not watching.
All right, never mind, Kendra.
But
so let's talk Alan's Oscars.
Let's talk Oscars.
Let's talk the Oscars.
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 Oscars. Oscars.
What happened to the Oscars?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What do you got to say?
I only
about
made
the
it through the first hour and a half of the broadcast because I'm old.
Wait, it was longer than an hour and a half?
Wait a
yes.
minute. Yes. No, I quit at like 9:30.
I quit at like 9:50.
No, so I got like an hour in.
I quit at 7.
Yeah, I guess we missed the good stuff.
Yeah, apparently.
We're talking about.
I've got it recorded so I can watch it when I get home.
You know what? It was on the Facebook this morning.
Yeah.
And I watched it, but it was really hard to watch knowing that they were walking up there only to have their dream ripped out of their hands.
That's what dreams are for, to be ripped out of your hand.
Now, I've got empathy for people, and that I felt bad. You did not. Because you hate La La Land.
I don't
so
hate
you're
it.
You're like, karma. No,
karma what? Karma what?
Just karma.
Karma, Barry.
Yeah.
Barry.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Go ahead and say it.
I don't... It's not a movie that I would have given Best Picture to anyways, so I don't feel like it's that much of a crime.
So you're saying they deserved it?
I don't know that they necessarily deserved it.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying is they didn't deserve to be treated that way.
No one does.
It was worse enough they came in as favorites and they left with...
Well, they still left with. They still got six.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Emma Stone won. They won. I think best. I think they got a. Did they get original screenplay?
I don't know.
I think they might have gotten original screenplay.
I thought.
Or no, that's what Manchester by the Sea got. They got because Moonlight got adapted.
That.
But they got like they got production design. They got best song. Cinematography.
I know it's off. I'm so shocked that Suicide Squad like won. Like I find it getting nominated, fine.
I do have to say though that
a
when
lot
I
of Twitter reaction
when I watched the like they showed the clips from the three films that were nominated for best makeup and hair, and like A Man Called Uwe, like they looked like people,
like a kid with a bowl cut.
I was like, I don't really see. I think they maybe made them look a little bit older, but there wasn't much there.
Anybody can do a bowl cut.
Like Star Trek Beyond, there was the one main alien lady and
Captain Kirk on a motorcycle.
No, they didn't show that, and a couple other aliens. But I was like, and then Suicide Squad. I was like, it's so going to be Suicide Squad because the other ones, there really wasn't. I mean, none of them really was. There was a lot to them.
Did My Life as a Zucchini win?
It did not. No, Zootopia won Best Animated Feature.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what, are you shocked? It's
Zootopia. I never saw Zootopia.
Zootopia was the favorite going in, I think. Once Finding Dory was out, I think Zootopia...
No, Finding Dory was a steaming pile
of
garbage.
Dude.
No offense, Ellen, but it's not good.
Yeah. Finding Dory. It's a perfectly fine film.
It's a lame film.
It's an okay film.
I enjoyed it.
Best.
It's an okay in a sea of great.
Right.
I didn't see it.
You didn't miss anything.
No.
Awful.
It was a good movie.
Terrible.
Did you like Finding Nemo? Did you see Finding Nemo?
I saw the first part of it and I didn't like it.
Okay, then you probably wouldn't like Finding Dory.
It's a trick question. If you like Finding Nemo, you would hate Finding Dory.
I don't think
if
that's
true. If I watched Finding Nemo, I've already watched Finding Dory.
No,
more
one's about Nemo and one's about Dory. It's totally different.
They just both happen to have
Richard,
finding in it.
It's totally
just like
different.
Star Wars argument. They're totally different, even though they're exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, this
no,
key
I don't say
is...
they're exactly the same. One is a postmodern pastiche.
Yes. Let's take that out of the academic
jargonator.
You,
you are the one that reduces my position to they're the same.
You're angry today.
I'm not angry. Shut up.
So anything else? Anything else you want to talk about on the Oscars?
About the Oscars?
Yeah.
I thought Jimmy Kimmel was fine as the host.
I thought he had a couple good lines.
Yeah.
I thought he might be a little more political, but when he went political, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked the Meryl Streep bit at the beginning. That was good.
Tweeting while you're making bowel movements, that was quality.
Oh, yeah, the speeches that the President of the United States can tweet about, yeah.
Yeah, Kimmel was fine.
Yeah.
There was one thing that totally appalled me, and you know what that was. Casey Affleck.
Oh, yeah, winning Best Actor. Yeah. Yeah, that had to...
Ridiculous.
It was a bad night in the Austin household, because La La Land did not live up to hopes.
Well, they won half of those they were nominated for.
Less than half. They were nominated for 14. They got six.
14 is pretty close.
It's still less than half.
They kind of won. They kind of got 6.5.
It's still less than half.
But it's getting closer.
It's closer, but it's still less than half.
Getting closer every time.
Yeah, so.
Anyway.
But you had to wake up to find out that Casey Affleck won.
Yeah, I was pretty gutted by
Best
that.
Best actor, yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Plus that dude's beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They talked. Did you see the interview beforehand?
Yeah, Vicky felt bad for him because the lady was like, "Boy, you look terrible." Like, it was literally her interview question.
She was like, "I don't like that." Yeah, she's like, "That beard is not like. What's with the beard?
You look.
How
terrible.
Long do we have to put up with the beard?"
I like seeing your chin.
When are we gonna see the chin again? He's like, "Well, I'm doing this for a part.
Yeah,
I guess it doesn't look that good."
Yeah, but like, you're walking the red carpet.
Yeah,
you're about to win an Oscar, and people are making fun of how you look.
Right. Well, and then the one that interviewed Emma Stone right before the show started.
Yeah.
She asked some kind of question. About like people. You know, the movie La La Land's about living your dreams or fighting to achieve your dreams. You know, what would you say to people out there that have your dreams? And Emma Stone's like, she's got this look on her face like, did you just ask me like the stupidest question?
Yeah.
Give up. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Give up.
Just give up. I'd like more jobs.
Yeah. And she basically says, like, well, she said, it's kind of a cliche answer. And I'm like, yeah, but you kind of mean it's kind of a cliche question.
What else are you going to do to answer that question?
Yeah, yeah. And then Michael Strahan with Viola Davis. That was not good
Strahan
in the pre-show either.
He was weak.
He was not.
I thought the whole interviewing contingent was pretty weak.
Yeah, it was not but it was the woman from Vanity Fair was the one that was really, she was the one about Affleck's beard.
What do you think about the fashion on the red carpet?
I didn't see a lot of it. Apparently gold was the big theme this year. There's a lot of gold.
Ladies in gold.
Yeah, like I liked Emma Stone's dress. I liked Nicole Kidman's dress was nice.
I would say that Emma Stone's dress was my favorite.
Yeah, I thought that it had a nice like flapperiness to it,
yeah,
which seemed
exactly.
appropriate.
Yeah.
I liked that dress. Ruth Negga in the red, which I only saw a little bit of, but I liked that. I did not like the Michelle Williams dress. That was not...
Michelle Williams usually does not wear dresses that I care for.
Yeah, that just she did not... That was not something I cared for.
No.
Trying to think what else I only watched like an hour and a half, so I didn't see a lot of the fashion. Charlize Theron looked good. Thought her dress was nice.
I don't remember seeing her dress.
I saw her on the pre-show, so that was why.
Well, I was watching the pre-show. Like I did.
Okay.
Don't remember it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it was a down year for fashion and a bad year for choices.
Yeah, I don't know that down year for fashion, but there was no like, as far as I know there was no breakout.
Yeah. Okay, so nobody knows what you're talking about.
Nope, and we're not going to explain
we're
it.
Gonna
so,
continue.
Just, moving on. That was last segment.
That's right.
So, moving on to other TV that we have watched.
Supremacy behind us. Yep.
Yes. So you had other TV that you were chomping at the bit to talk about.
Two things.
Yes.
How have I never watched WNEP's version of Does It Work?
Oh, that's right. You told me
where
you love
the anchors
this.
Actually take cheap products that are sold, like on infomercials.
Okay, they're not cheap.
And see if they work.
Yeah.
Oh, this was. They had like
cheaply made.
They had a pancake flipper where you could do like six different pancakes and flip them all at the same time. And it was a disaster, but they took it so seriously. It was the best television I've watched in a year.
Now, here's a question.
It was spectacular.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
But is that the fault of the flipper or the flippy?
Well, they tried lots of different things. They tried putting weights on it. Like, it just wouldn't sit in the pan.
Oh, okay.
So it was the device
I thought
itself.
Maybe you
the
meant
device.
When,
no,
I
the
thought
device.
You meant when they tried to flip it over, like the pancakes
no,
went everywhere,
no,
which feels like
keep,
it might be their
they
fault.
They couldn't even keep the batter in it when before they flipped
it. Oh, okay.
It would seep out all over.
Oh, geez.
So the chef was like, they had this chef, this local guy, like who's like the expert.
Mm-hmm.
He flat out called it a failure.
Wow.
It was awesome. It was like.
This is great.
As
I love
Bobby
this.
Pointed out, like mm-hmm. They would have made more money just advertising for the flipper. Right?
I don't
like run a commercial for the flipper.
I don't know if the companies actually send it to them or if it's WNEP is just buying these things.
But what I'm saying is if they just ran a commercial, they would make more money but their journalistic integrity was too great. Right? They had to do what was right.
Yeah.
That was economically.
Yeah. What I like on the WNEP is Talkback Live.
I try not to listen to that.
Oh, Talkback Live is so much fun.
It reminds me of the old Say So.
Or you could
you could call the local paper and not write a letter to the editor, but just like speak into a machine and they would transcribe it.
Oh, geez.
It was
That must have been the intern's job.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I just love.
Oh, the stuff people say on the telephone when they don't even have to bother writing.
No, my favorite was when the guy was complaining about all the coverage of the Little League World Series.
Yeah.
Why are you talking about this? It's just a bunch of kids playing baseball. Who cares?
Well, he's kind of right,
but come on, it's your human interest story. Like everybody loves the kids playing the baseball.
Yeah. It's like just turn the page, sir.
But yeah, he was livid.
You know what else people love?
Finding Bigfoot.
Anybody watching Finding Bigfoot with me?
Does it count as watching if I've seen the segments on the Soup where they make fun of Finding Bigfoot? Because I've seen a lot of those.
It could be made fun of. But
spoiler, they don't find him.
No, it's, every time I watch it, I'm like, I think they're going to find him this time.
But they're not.
I am fundamentally an optimist. This is the show where they make it happen.
That's with the guy Bobo, right? Isn't it Bobo?
Yeah. Alan, I can prove 100% that they'll never find him.
Bobo never blinks.
Yeah. If they found him, they wouldn't be on this little show. They'd be on the main news networks.
Well,
we found Bigfoot.
They've got to find him in the course of making their documentary, and then they'll
It's not
elevate.
A documentary. It's how many seasons?
There's a lot of acreage to cover, and there's only a few big feet out there. Bigfoots?
Your ratio of acreage to big feet is certainly in your favor,
yes. Compelling argument.
Yeah. You are correct. Plus, I am rethinking. I did not consider acreage to big feet.
Let's get Bobo on the show and talk to you about how smart...
I can't understand the 360 camera, but I understand acreage versus big feet.
That's right.
Says a lot about
Bobo
you.
Bobo would tell you these are... But here's the thing. I take them a little bit less seriously.
He calls them a squatch.
Go get squatchy?
Yeah.
I want a shirt that says get squatchy.
I'm pretty sure
like
you can find
that. That Bobo wears?
No, you need to squatch America squat. Make America squatch
make
again.
America
oh,
squat.
No. That does not sound good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Yeah, it does.
The more and more disturbing, the more you
America
go with this.
Very squatchy
yeah,
right
squatch
now.
America great again?
We are all squatched up, baby.
Yeah. It is a squatchy kind of world.
So anyway, they used to go out and make Bigfoot calls.
Oh, you know what they should do?
They would knock on trees.
They should make squatch watches.
Oh, like a Swatch Watch.
Thank you.
I like it. That's an old 80s reference right there.
Nobody else got it.
I'm an old 80s guy. But apparently big feet like knock
Bigfoot.
On trees, too.
Bigfoots. No, I think they're called Bigfoots.
Bigfootses?
Yeah.
Anyway. So
oh, you become the resident expert
I watched
all of a sudden?
Night, the guy got out an electric guitar and an amplifier to try to attract the
Well, because Squatch is like the music, yeah.
I don't think that's true.
Well, no, nothing they do actually works, but he always says he's doing something because this is what Squatch is like. Or
they know what Squatch is like.
Yes, they do.
I guess you have to trust them.
But they've never seen one.
They're experts. Rich.
They're experts.
They've never seen, interacted,
Squatch
or
experts.
Done any...
Listen, are you going to trust Bobo?
No.
How can you not trust Bobo?
I don't even
that
trust his name.
Blinks.
Actually, I think, I think it's Dr. Bobo.
What is he a doctor really? Of? He's a doctor as much as Dr. Mario is.
He's a doctor of Squatch. He's a Squatch doc.
Doc Squatch.
I want to see that degree. I want to see the diploma.
Yeah. All right.
Squatchology.
Anyway, what do you got to talk about? You've killed Finding Bigfoot.
No, I'm done. Give me something to talk about. I'm all on board with Bigfoot.
You are not.
I totally am.
You've been mocking Bigfoot the whole
time. No, I am sincere.
You are the least sincere person I know.
No.
I'm here.
I'm totally
Sasquatch
sincere.
Sasquatch is more sincere than you.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also a big fan of jerky.
Plus, Finding Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Great special effects.
Is it a lot of night vision?
It's all night vision.
No, they recreate the scene and they put like a CGI Bigfoot along the road that people drove by or whatever. It is spectacular.
Oh.
They put the CGI Bigfoot in the place of the actual Bigfoot they saw?
Well, they're recreating it.
Are they recreating it or are they creating it?
No, they find credible eyewitnesses
and
then they go to where the
eyewitnesses
saw.
In the back mountain areas.
When you say credible,
what are you saying about people who live in back mountain areas, Rich?
What are you assuming? I simply said that the location.
You seem to be suggesting that they weren't credible.
You saw more.
What
than
are you
what
saying
I said.
About people who live here?
You're very
Rich?
Defensive. I don't know why
you're
so defensive.
Somebody is very defensive, but it ain't me.
Actually, I got to side with Rich on this. You're a skosh defensive.
I win.
Which means we're both wrong. So I take that back.
No, I win.
No,
I win.
And no,
I
that's
one.
And that's
nobody wins.
And that is not the hill I'm going to die on. So
All
you
right.
can have that one.
Thank you. I win. Rich is defensive.
Yeah.
They're recreating.
I'm glad we
decided eyewitness
that.
Tell story. It's like you go to a police sketch artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you describe the person
I generally
who robbed
don't,
you.
But
they're,
I hang out with them all the time.
They're recreating.
Yes.
You put a CGI Bigfoot next to the road, you're recreating.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
So is it like, are there recreations like the recreations in CSI where they're like reconstructing the crime scene with all of their evidence?
Not a lot of that. They don't do a lot of technical stuff. Mostly they put a,
not a lot
CGI
of evidence.
Bigfoot running along the road.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
where
they cut the commercial.
They found a Bigfoot?
They haven't found the Bigfoot, but that's how they know where to start looking. They're very scientific. They try to narrow down the acreage.
Right.
To get, like, the best chance of finding a Squatch.
So are they, like, projecting the CGI because it's based on some sort of algorithm that'll tell them where the Squatch would go?
No. The eyewitness saw them jump over the fence, and so they'll make him jump over the fence and run off in the distance.
Okay, so it's a recreation of an eyewitness account. Gotcha. Yeah.
I said that like four times. I am now
on the same page.
And they recreate it.
Do they
That's
use
what
a
I meant when I said they take an eyewitness account.
Do they use a 360 camera for that?
No, it's too expensive for that budget.
I don't know. That show's got a bit of a cult following, I think.
Yeah.
That does not translate into money.
It is quality.
Right, but apparently anyone can get one of these things for free if they order a phone, so.
You know what we should do? We should do
doesn't really
mashup.
Cost that much.
Could we get Bobo here and we could go out back behind the campus and see if we could find any Squatch?
Oh, this seems evidence. Like a, this place is rife with Squatch.
Oh, I bet.
Please stop saying Squatch.
No. No. That's how Bobo says it.
Yeah, Squatch everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Squatch here, Squatch there.
Squatch everywhere.
Okay, now I think that might have... Now I feel like that crossed the line, yes.
Which is probably good, because we're out of time.
I was keeping it classy. No, we still have like 5 seconds.
No, there's... No. Where'd the doggies go? What else do you say?
You don't say that. You say, get along, little doggies, and you leave it.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not your strong point, dude.
All right, fair enough.
All right, so...
Pop culture roundup.
Pop culture roundup.
Roundup news and the
that's
pop
right.
culture
talking about random things in the pop culture.
That's right. I've got one that's going to scare you.
Okay, let's start there
you
then.
You want to start there?
Sure, why not?
Well, you know we run a podcast. Have we mentioned that on the show?
Yes.
It's called Even More Mashed Up.
Yes.
Available at...
Podbean.com or iTunes.
Either place or both. Download it twice for twice the fun.
Anyway,
I thought somebody was going to...
Yeah, that's not how downloads work.
I think so. Anyway.
That absolute silence is fantastic.
There's some competition out there for us that I just read up.
Okay.
A guy named Dan Taberski is starting a new podcast that is called Missing Richard Simmons.
Oh.
Should we be worried?
What's it about?
Do you guys, you don't even know who Richard Simmons?
I know who Richard Simmons is.
The 80s fitness guru?
Yeah. The big, well, Kendra big, probably doesn't like, he's got the like 70s
hair.
Fro, or he's wearing the short shorts.
Character?
Very short
Kendra.
Shorts.
Yeah.
Kendra
yeah.
knows who we're talking about.
So that guy, like apparently he's disappeared. Like he
really?
He doesn't talk to people anymore, like he's off the radar.
So it's kind of like Balky.
Yeah. So
maybe he's hanging out with Balky.
So Dan Taberski, who really likes Richard Simmons,
okay,
wants to kind of like do a 6-episode podcast on Missing Richard Simmons.
Okay.
Interesting.
I don't think we have to be worried about that.
I don't think so either.
That doesn't feel like in our wheelhouse.
No, it's pop culture related.
It's 80s pop culture related.
Have you listened to our show?
We're very contemporary.
Could we get Richard Simmons on the show? Could you book that guy?
No, we do not want that.
No?
No.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm trying to... What guest star would we turn down?
Richard Simmons.
Really?
Yes.
So if Richard Simmons came to the window right here and knocked, you would say...
I would call security.
Really?
Yes. That man is a little off his rocker.
Not according to Dan Taberski. He's a multifaceted and good-hearted person.
But he's missing, so how does he know?
He's a little...
I think it means
he's
just like he's gone off the grid, you know? Like he's...
Yeah.
I don't think he's like a missing person like the police would be chasing.
Yeah. He's just kind of, you know, he's faded from the general, you know, awareness.
Anyhow, all right, I thought you might be a little more concerned.
Nah, that feels like a very... Plus, it's only 6 episodes, and we've done like 20-something? Like, yeah.
We'll have to check and see
how many
downloads
we're professionals at that point.
Right?
Yeah. Once he gets to 725, you know, come
then
talk to us.
Then we start to worry.
Yeah. And come talk to us.
But by the time he gets to 725, we'll
average,
be higher.
Once he averages, like, you know, 30 people a show,
that's
then
right.
come talk to us.
Then he should come.
And he can tell us how to do that.
More than that, though, for average.
I'm not sure after these last shoes so much.
Yeah,
these last shoes did not go well.
All right, so what do you got?
So we were talking about Logan over the break.
Yes.
So Patrick Stewart officially announced that this will be his last turn as Professor X.
I saw that.
Retiring from the role that he's played since 2000.
He said the movie was so good.
He's apparently moved to tears watching it that he couldn't think of a better ending. So kind of thinking about, you know, at the end of 17 years of Patrick Stewart as Professor X, what is your sort of evaluation of him?
He was a good Professor X.
Yes.
I thought he was a great Professor
but
X.
But the series...
Oh, no, the series as a whole, lots of issues.
Was fairly uneven.
Yes,
but
there's
yes,
a lot of
issues. Like, casting for Professor, terrific.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, yeah. I can't, I kind of find it, oh boy.
You kind of find it?
I find it kind of interesting.
Or you find it kind
of. That, you know, you would normally have sort of this problem of, oh, who's going to be the next Professor X?
Yeah.
But we've already got that in,
McAvoy?
Yeah, that they've already established
that's
him as kind of the next
one.
I just find it interesting. They're like, oh, we're not having that conversation.
Like they
because they've already done
ahead,
it. It's almost,
yeah.
It's almost a brilliant kind of planning ahead.
Well, they, yeah, I suppose.
In a way. But okay. Yeah, like I it's hard to imagine like anyone that could more look the part
right.
than Patrick Stewart. Yeah. Like yeah. It, he's pretty much Professor X off the comic book page.
Kind of like Hugh Grant is the perfect Wolverine.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he was right? a fantastic Wolverine.
The yeah. best.
You know, and him stepping down to allow Hugh Jackman in.
Could you please do the season-ending play
mm-hmm.
about Hugh Grant?
Am I doing a season-ending play?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Troy's expecting it.
I don't know if I have time to do a season-ending play, dude.
Yeah. You didn't have time to do the Christmas one, either.
It might be a season-ending play in a different way.
Yeah.
In that the show, but it might be a show-ending play.
Yeah.
So,
all right, so.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean, I think,
yeah.
you know.
And it's small for him to step down now after this, because, you know, yeah. he does it at a high point.
Yeah.
Assuming you know. It's good, yeah.
The reviews I've heard have been largely positive.
I can't
yeah.
wait to see it.
Yeah,
I think it's
going
to be great.
So far, I have no reason to doubt it. But
and
yeah.
I hate kid actors in films.
Yeah. I know, but it looks like she's relatively quiet.
Yeah.
So I think it that helps. Might work. In that yeah. she's,
bonus
she's,
points
she's,
already.
She's
and
not
she's not
talking
trying
a
to
lot.
Be adorable. No. That really drives me nuts.
No, she's trying to be adorably scary is what she is. She's
adorably killy.
Yeah. She's killdorable.
Slashy.
Killdorable.
Killdorable.
Oh, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about.
Murderific.
What do you mean now you know what... talking to
now
me.
That you said, I went to see A Cure for Wellness, and I saw the...
Oh, I heard A Cure for Wellness was not good.
It was horrible.
Okay,
it was
yeah.
horrible. But I saw the preview, and now I know. Now yeah. that he said Killy Kid, now I know.
Yep, Killy.
Oh.
Yeah, I was talking about
okay,
Logan.
I wasn't sure what
the name of the movie
about,
was not enough of a clue.
No, not good enough.
Yeah. Killy Kid.
So I got some
I think that was
news.
The original working or, title for Logan was Killing Kid.
Yeah.
You got more on the X-Men, or...
No, that's it.
You know... Recently, we lost two classic professional wrestlers, Ivan Koloff
mm-hmm.
and George the Animal Steele.
These are a little outside of my wheelhouse. I was never a big
Feelings?
Wrestling fan. So.
Oh, I was going to ask, why don't we ever talk about wrestling on the program?
Because I know nothing about
guess
it.
That was
Which, by the way,
right
we probably
there.
Should acknowledge Bill Paxton
Yeah,
passing
yeah,
away.
That was, yeah,
yeah
that's
that
shame.
Was kind of...
Tragically sad.
Yeah, he had complications due to surgery, which is... Yeah. He was like, what, 61?
Yeah.
Like, that is really young.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yikes. Somebody mashed up all of his best moments from Aliens.
Okay.
Oh, my God, he's so good.
Yeah.
He is so good in that
Game
role.
Over, man.
Game over. Yeah,
I should watch that. I should watch that movie.
Unbelievable that you've never seen it.
I haven't seen the other one. I haven't seen Alien. I haven't seen any of the Alien movies.
Well, just watch
Alien
the first one.
In
that's the only one
in
you
the trailer
see.
Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Alien Covenant coming
right.
soon.
Yes.
So, do you see the Bill Cosby sex assault case is moving forward?
I saw something about that.
The judge will let one other accuser testify?
Well, what?
One other accuser.
Yeah, I saw something about another accuser.
So, wait, what's the account then? How many accusers?
One of the 13
yeah.
okay.
women hope that the prosecutors hoped would testify.
Okay.
So,
okay.
at least 14?
Are testifying.
No.
No.
No, no.
Oh, there's at least
accusing.
Oh, 14 accusing. Okay,
yeah.
gotcha.
Yeah, but it looks like two maybe.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
So on
this is where I expected you to do your Bill Cosby
yeah,
impression.
Yeah, no, I can't really, it feels a little inappropriate. So on
that's
a totally smooth,
you would
do
it.
No, that's even too inappropriate for me. No,
you're not in a desserty mood.
I draw. No, I'm not. I'm not in the mood for the pudding pop.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, so close.
So close.
And yet, still not going to do
won't
it.
Won't do it.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
So they announced the possibility of a Nightwing movie, which I thought you would bring up since you brought it up originally.
No, I sent it to you because I thought you'd be interested in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But I tried to pick things that'll interest our audience.
Who wouldn't be interested
like
in a Nightwing? 80-year-old
professional wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Richard Simmons. Wow, you really got your finger on the pulse of the youth. Richard Simmons and 80-year-old wrestlers. Wow. It's amazing we don't have a wider audience with that kind of contemporary savvy that you're demonstrating. Oh, don't forget Finding Bigfoot, because that was huge like 4 years ago.
Do you have something else? Because you got 10 seconds.
Yeah. Well, nothing I can do in
Nightwing.
10 seconds.
Are you looking forward to it?
I'm a little bit mixed.
Like I keep
I don't even know what the boo-boo is.
Is that somebody being hit?
It's just the noise I make when we do trailer park.
Couldn't you be someone like, ah, my foot?
It's iconic.
My
See,
leg.
that would be appropriate. Mm. But yes, it is time for Trailer Park, where we talk about trailers of upcoming movies.
That's right. Nothing out there this week, so we are looking
no,
at something.
No, it is.
Not
we
for.
Are.
Out there.
We are.
Next segment.
Though I did see a commercial for a movie called The Shack that I think we need to talk about at some
really?
Point. Oh, yeah.
I have not seen The Shack.
You should look it up and then let me know what you
Wait,
think.
Was that the one about the African-American guy that gets apparently kidnapped by the white family.
No, no, no. That's called Get Out.
Yeah, that one looks dodgy too.
That one looks. Though I read somewhere that it's actually not bad.
Really?
But no,
I've
this
heard
is something.
Nothing,
to,
I've
just
heard
watch
it's fantastic.
The. You should watch the. Look up the track. The shack.
The track shack.
Watch the trailer.
Yeah, the
is
sequel.
It like the
and,
love shack?
And let me know what you think the problem I see in it might okay. be.
Is it like the love shack? Maybe?
No.
No.
No, but yeah. So yeah, so we're definitely in like the winter doldrums of films.
The Oscars are done.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that
this is the stuff that nobody's
yeah. nobody's trying
so,
now.
Speaking of which,
yes.
What do you think about the new King Arthur movie?
It just looks so.
This new King Arthur movie?
Yes, yep. It looks like so not King Arthur.
Yeah, like but Jude Law is in it. Guy yeah. Ritchie's directing it. Yeah, I heard that David Beckham's in it. No, yeah. That sells it to you?
No. Yeah. In fact, it seems yeah, like a enough. It seems like a Guy Ritchie movie in which the yeah. characters happen to have Arthurian names because
yeah. yeah.
it's basically a Guy Ritchie movie.
Well, you know what was also weird to me?
Like it was not. Yeah.
There's almost no women in the trailer at all.
I'm trying to think. You're right. I didn't.
There's the woman in the lady in the lake.
Lady in the lake. That might be about
like,
it.
There's no women. It's like
yeah.
it's,
to be fair,
it's like
in
entirely
the,
about men.
Do the King Arthur stories have that many women?
Guinevere.
Well, there's at least Guinevere.
Okay,
she
yeah.
plays a pretty important
How
role.
How do you do it without Guinevere?
Like, and also Morgan Le Fay.
Yeah.
She's in there as well.
You know, okay. Right.
I mean, again, there's not a lot, but there's usually at least one or two.
There's got to be yeah. women.
Yeah.
But they're like in the scene. There's no women.
Yeah, it just seems weird. It seems like they seem to have jettisoned like everything but like the trappings of like you've got a lady in the there's lake, you've got a sword.
And there's a castle.
You've got yeah. And basically to tell an action adventure movie. Like yeah. it just seems really kind of bland and nothing really at all.
Pretty standard fare.
You know, it basically seems like the one change they made with the Arthur is that they made him like Batman and gave him dead parents.
Right. Right. And so I'm what like, about what yeah. about not even for like a popcorn movie? Wouldn't watch it just to pass
no.
The time.
Like I have no.
Even
yeah.
it could come on like TV it's late the, and I wouldn't.
Richard,
skip
you haven't
past
even
it.
Seen the trailer.
Yeah,
I know they're gonna do it bad because it's King Arthur. It's Guy Ritchie.
Whoa! King Arthur is not inherently bad.
It's like video
Excalibur
game
was a great movie. The one from the 70s. That is
yeah.
a good movie.
Yeah.
That
Excalibur,
is a good movie.
The kid movie.
How about
no.
the musical? Camelot.
Oh, Camelot.
Camelot.
Have I ever seen Camelot? I don't think I've ever
Camelot.
Seen Camelot. No. Well, then there's Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That is yeah. a good King Arthur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I should turn that. Me into a newt. You've never mm-hmm. seen Monty
no.
Python?
No.
How have you never seen Monty Python's The Holy Grail?
You need to leave.
That is such a... You have to see that.
I will see
Your
it.
Your son has seen it.
Yes, I know.
You should see it. I have it if you'd like to borrow.
I will.
That is an excellent movie.
So King Arthur
yeah.
is out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Legend of the Sword. I'm like, yep, because that's the key. The sword.
The sword. How about Alien Covenant coming May 19th?
Yeah, day after my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any of the other Alien movies.
The first two are great.
Right.
First, the last one with Fassbender, like, I think I fell asleep.
You realize Fassbender's in this one, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's my concern. Like, the last one was neat, because I kind of like the idea. I like the concept of Fassbender's character, but they didn't do anything with them.
It was hard to follow, and
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
see, my issue with, like, from the trailer of this one, it looks like a fairly typical... It looks like Alien, you know. That basically, they seem to go
there
to a planet,
a
they get infected,
yeah.
they go back, and people start dying, and you get the you know, the
so,
alien bursting out of someone's body,
so
you get the face hugger.
Watch that?
I'll watch the first one. Well, I haven't watched the first one, so yeah. I'll watch the first one, but...
How have
but,
you never watched Alien or Aliens?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I think because in my mind, they're always more horror than sci-fi.
I mean, that was
the point.
Which
one you're watching.
Yeah.
Think,
yeah.
Alien
know.
Definitely was... I mean, even both of them kind of to a
yeah.
point.
Yeah, I think
so,
Alien War, right? Was more...
Oh, yeah.
More the horror.
Like grounded in the horror.
Yeah,
horror
because
genre.
It was the first one you'd seen,
genre.
So...
The horror genre.
Horror genre.
It's a very different
you
genre.
Like the, so you do like the horror genre?
The
or
horror.
Don't?
Horror genre.
Right.
So Alien Covenant, you know, I'm not...
I'm going to go see it, but probably with Bobby, because I imagine he's going to want to see it.
Yeah, Bobby's... Well, Bobby loves the Alien movies,
yeah.
as I recall.
He said the last video game was really good, and that gave him hope.
Okay.
It was okay.
So, but yeah,
I'll
Alien...
With Bobby on that one.
You know, it's not one that really
yeah.
grabs me.
There's a new international trailer for Power Rangers.
Yes, which you asked me to watch, and
yes.
I watched, and yeah. I'm like, I don't really see why we're talking about this again.
There's a bit more Rita Repulsa in it.
Yes, and a little
Wait.
Bit more Goldar, which...
Yeah, by the way, that's not Rita Repulsa.
That's the giant gold thing they're fighting.
Mm. So there was more.
No, wait, the
Mostly
giant...
Mostly I wanted to say
I
what
the gold
said,
thing,
which
was,
is it comes March
Zed.
24th.
Yep.
I had the date right here so we could let Richard know.
Yeah, I've got that on my calendar.
So
tick-tock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does not interest me at all.
Wow.
Yeah. That was not even a feigned yawn. That was an actual yawn.
No, I can tell.
Definitely doesn't interest me.
Yeah, no.
No, that doesn't look like Vita Pulse. It doesn't look... It's not my Power Rangers.
Right, because my problem with the movie is that it's not pure canon.
That's, it's not even close to canon.
Yeah, it's like, you know, that does not even look like Rita Repulsa.
No.
Excuse me. that is not what the putties look like.
All right, how about Kong?
Yeah.
Skull Island.
No.
Oh, come on. How many King Kongs we need to do?
It looks like this beautiful remake of the old black and white I used to watch when I was a kid.
Well, it looks like, yeah,
it
I mean,
looks like fun in that way.
Like from the trailer,
it's monkeys and dinosaurs and big bugs.
Well, but see, here's the thing. You mean like the other seems remake? It seems like a typical Kong movie.
Yeah,
and then you've got just strange alien monsters showing up, and I'm like, that seems a little odd.
Apparently, it was a nuclear testing ground.
Yeah,
like,
well, I did read well because the movie's directed by the same guy.
Godzilla.
Well, that's the thing. The movie's directed by the same guy that did Godzilla.
Wait, which one?
The most recent one.
Okay, now
and then one of the things that Bleeding Cool pointed out is that they found a copy of the credits or something. At the end of the credits, there's a credit for Godzilla, Mothra, etc. Copyright.
Yeah.
And the producers have said that the movie is set in the same universe as the last Godzilla movie.
That's awesome.
So the theory is that
even better.
Somewhere in the film, or maybe as a teaser, you're going to have Godzilla and or Mothra, and those creatures are going to be among the creatures on
it
the
totally
island.
Totally makes sense, doesn't it?
To set up kind of a Kong versus Godzilla
like
movie.
Like a whole Kong universe? I'm totally in it. You guys hate everything.
I don't hate everything.
What film did we look at today that you liked? Yeah, hate.
I didn't.
I'm saying Kong is going to be a winner. It's going to be good.
I'm not a big Kong film guy.
No?
Like, I didn't even see the Peter Jackson version.
I mean, the Peter Jackson was fun, but
I don't think I saw it.
Yeah, so
it was okay.
Like, the Kong movies never really got me all that excited.
As a kid, I used to watch them in reruns.
Yeah, see, I never did. See, that's the difference.
Bad claymation.
Yeah, I don't think it was claymation. I think it was stop motion animation.
Whatever it was.
Yeah,
it was time lapse.
No, it was not. I know the difference.
It's a kind of time lapse.
They filmed it with a 360-degree camera. So you could see Kong from every side.
And yet the camera never spun.
It's every side. It's every side of Kong. Oh no, it did because it was on an airplane.
It's magic.
Circling him.
Kong
defeats the purpose with 360 camera. But sure.
Yep. I owe you for a lot of walking on King's X.
I don't think that's true.
All I'm going to say.
I did not walk on King's
you
X.
You have for a long time.
I was.
Today
grooving.
You did not. But
no, I did
for
not.
Years you've been walking on King's X.
I don't think that's true.
You sauntered on them.
He sauntered.
Yeah. So, last segment.
Yes,
time for some fair or foul. So, I've got a quote from Tom Syverson of Quartz.
I don't know who Tom Syverson is.
He's a writer for Quartz.com.
Quartz?
On La La Land. Quote.
I have a La La Land quote.
Oh, good. Quote.
He's writing for Quartz?
Yeah, it's a website. Yeah. Quote.
Sounds sketchy.
What's funny is that if Sebastian, Ryan Gosling's character,
yes.
were a real person, he'd be the first to accuse La La Land of cultural appropriation.
That's
if
a fair
Mia,
point.
Emma Stone, weren't fictional, she'd declare the film to be musical theater for non-musical theater fans. Thoughts?
That is
that's
so foul.
Fair.
So foul. Who does Richard agree with? I guess I'm right. It is foul.
Well, he didn't answer yet.
I didn't answer.
Okay, so you agree with me then that it's
foul. I don't know. My point is I ask you the quote.
So fair or foul?
I ask you the quote. That's not how this works.
So you agree that it's foul then?
So.
You don't contest it?
That's not how this
works.
So I want
to, no, answer the question. You're letting it go.
Answer the question, sir.
I ask you if it's fair or foul.
And I answered it.
Yeah, that's the end of the segment.
Okay, end of the segment. All right, let's try something else then.
So, but did you want to expand on that at all?
No, I was just going to say foul.
You seem to agree with the first half of it.
Look, the film is not perfect. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I got.
Would you care to elaborate on some of those imperfections?
Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
Could have been better.
Yes.
But
by the way,
Miles Teller played the part, would have been worse.
That was one of the things I found interesting in the interview before the Oscars. Like, everyone's like, ooh, he learned how to play piano.
Yeah.
He didn't. He learned how to play those particular songs. He doesn't know. He said, I don't know how to play piano.
Well, time out.
If you had I could learn by rote how to play like the songs you put in front of me.
You are like the definition of
totally do that.
Hater.
I could totally do that.
It's
not that hard.
There is nothing that can be said about this film that does not make you angry.
Not true. I like the 80s bits.
Right. We have a piano right out there, so we'll give you some songs.
Let's give him one of Ryan Gosling's songs.
There you go.
I could learn that.
All right.
How hard
can
it
be? All right, folks.
Whoa.
Week,
we had
we will
more
see
than
you
a week.
Here.
He had more than a week.
I just want a couple
No,
phrases.
He had more than a week for a bunch of songs.
Okay, they're not phrases. They're bars.
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
He didn't actually learn to play piano. Overrated. Wow. Totally overrated.
I think all there right. needs to be some credit there.
Yeah. I've got a Taylor Swift quote.
I'll give him credit for doing that, but not learning to play piano.
You're not giving him credit for anything.
He learned how to play those songs.
On piano.
Yes, learned but that's piano. Not playing piano. That's playing
but
those songs.
In there and he learned piano.
I know how to play Joy to the World with one hand. Does that make me Ryan Gosling?
What?
I don't. Or a is pianist? That like some kind of euphemism?
No, I know how to play Joy to the World with one hand.
On a piano?
On a piano,
yeah.
Okay,
you didn't say that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That didn't come off well on the radio. On one hand, even.
It was implied.
No, something else was implied.
I would say something was
implied.
Listen,
don't mock my one-handed Joy to the World.
Please stop saying that.
So you had some fair or foul, I think.
Quote about Taylor Swift.
Okay, quote. Let's hear it.
Let's what?
It was a mix between hear it and have it. Hear it.
Let's hear it.
Taylor Swift's new song for 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, yeah.
Has ruined her career and made her into little more than a pop star joke.
Wow.
Fair or foul?
It's probably foul because it seems like her career sort of downward trend
she's
began long
joke.
Before that.
But yeah. But the quote says this is what ruined it. Like there is no recovery, I would say, is what's implied here.
Mm. Oh, it's just the nail in the coffin, essentially.
There was never any
recovery. I haven't heard the song, so I don't know.
But you said foul. Are you sure you want to go foul on this one?
Yeah, I feel like she's going to bounce back at some point.
Okay.
I don't think her career's over.
All right, yeah, but you're sure you want to go foul?
Why are you asking me that? Like, I feel
you don't know who said it yet.
Oh, Jesus. I'm like, there's some kind of trap here.
I'm going to go with
it's
foul.
It's a trap.
I'm going to go with foul.
Was it Daryl Hall that said it?
No. Hope said it.
Oh.
So now you've disagreed with Hope, and next time you come over, she will fight you.
No, I
she's
going to
fight me for the whole La La Land thing, too.
No, yeah. I agreed with him.
Here's what
I said foul as well.
No, daughter exception.
Yeah, not
daughter exception.
Also,
no.
Not a hill I'm going to die on. So
here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Next time you come over, I would not fight Hope if I were you.
I generally try to avoid that.
I would not.
Yeah.
She's tough.
I've learned not to cross the Hope.
She's a scrapper.
Maybe I can distract her by mocking La La Land.
That is probably not a good idea either.
It'll simply enrage her.
That's right. You don't want to see her mad.
Yeah. So, good friend Rob Liefeld.
Yes.
Creator of X-Force and Deadpool. Yes. So he had a tweet.
He tweeted.
Yes, he tweeted Russell Crowe.
Did I tell you that I tweeted my new meme for the first time? Everybody should check it out. It is classic. Go on. Come to my Twitter.
I was just saying, you can tell him.
W. Austin.
There you go. So he tweeted, at Russell Crowe.
Oh, boy.
You should read for hashtag Cable in Deadpool and X-Force. Just saying.
As what character?
Well, normally when you
read as Cable?
Thank you.
Oh, as Cable or no?
The role of Cable.
I didn't hear the Cable part.
Yeah.
Read for hashtag Cable in Deadpool and X-Force.
Yeah.
Just saying. So Russell Crowe as Cable.
So that's what you're asking.
Yes.
Because it's foul that Rob Liefeld thinks he's important enough to tweet at people.
That's not, well,
right?
At
so
people.
It's foul
no.
on that level.
No. No, what's foul is that Rob Liefeld thinks he's important enough that he can demand Russell Crowe read for a part.
Right.
Because Russell Crowe's response was,
yeah.
I should read for it, ..
Nice.
I was like, oh, you just got trolled by Crowe.
Russell Crowe don't read.
Yeah, no, I don't think Russell Crowe, he's like,
he don't
I should read.
Read.
And then, there's a series of tweets of like Liefeld, oh no, of course, you don't have to read, like, you know.
Don't make it, yeah.
Yeah,
make
like
it
totally,
nice
yeah, but I was like, oh, that was awesome.
Because he really wants to beat him on the set eventually.
Yeah.
Crowe would be fine as Cable.
I could kind of see
it. I
think,
like, there's a physical kind of
yeah, I could almost see it. Like, it's not the worst casting they could do.
No.
What's the worst casting they could do for Cable?
Hugh Grant.
Ryan Gosling.
That's where I was going, was Ryan Gosling. I'll
say Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant would not be good.
Would be fantastic.
That would not be worth.
Ryan Gosling would be fine. He's just too young for it.
Well, and he can play the piano like Cable does. I taught myself how to wear giant shoulder pads. Give me an Oscar.
He only taught himself how to wear those shoulder pads.
Yeah
not all shoulder pads.
That's right. Yeah. I could wear those shoulder pads.
One of the key problems today is that politics is such a disgrace, good people don't go into government. Richard loves politics, so I want to get a little politics.
Mm-hmm.
The key problem today is that politics is such a disgrace, good people don't go into government.
100% fair.
Yep. Yeah. Donald Trump said that, my friend.
It's still 100% fair. You know what? Even a broken clock is twice.
You agree with Trump almost every show.
Yeah, nope, totally agree. He's right. I may mean it differently than him. But I think the people that we see as the problem are probably radically different.
But isn't Donald Trump in government?
He is. Well, but did he tweet that when he was in government?
That means he's not a good people.
He's not.
Oh. Oh, I see. Never mind then.
Yeah. No.
It's a riddle that solves itself.
It does.
Much like Trump.
It's orange all over.
It's orange everywhere.
Oh, it's in so much orange.
It's blinding.
It's in the sheets.